Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. Appreciate you guys always stopping by and joining us today. Today we have a fantastic guest who hails out of the Big Sky Conference. This is none other than Tyler Curter of Idaho State, one of the most productive defensive tackles you're going to find in the country. And a former, and if we're going to ask him about this, that he got his scholarship to Idaho State at a gas station. We'll find if that's a true story. But like I said, a lot going on. I'm sure everybody watched the game last night. Fantastic finish between the Steelers and Bengals. We'll talk a little bit of that with Tyler as well. But with that said, Tyler, we appreciate you stopping by. Did you happen to catch the game last night between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati?
Just a tiny bit. I was out bowling with a former teammate and his girlfriend last night.
Okay. And I'm just curious, I mean, obviously some bigger deals with the, you know, the big hits late. Have you ever been involved in maybe an incident where, you know, you were flagged for a hit where maybe you led with your helmet, but even though the offensive guy was lowering his head at the same time?
No, I haven't, but at practice, there have been a couple times, like, I felt like I led with my helmet, and I, like, as soon as it happened, I went to my head coach and was like, if I left my helmet, I'm sorry. It's like, I know we're not supposed to do that, but he's all like, you're good. Your head was up. I was like, well, it felt like I left with my helmet.
Considering on you and what you bring to the table. I mean, you started Montana Western, and you can follow your path. I mean, each year you've become better and better, and then obviously you've come to the Big Sky and you dominate there as well. I mean, talk a little bit of how did you get bypassed coming out of high school?
It wasn't really that I got bypassed. It's just my freshman and sophomore year of high school, a D plus C was passing, and where I went to high school in Payette, it wasn't really motivating to get out of there. And I was just eligible to play, and then it was my junior year I started getting letters from colleges that they were interested in me, and then it was one of those things that's too late to try to get myself out of the hole I dug myself.
And then, lo and behold, you end up at Montana Western, dominate.
Yeah.
And then is the story true where you're at a gas station talking to a coach?
Yes, sir. I was actually in Pocatello visiting a friend, and a former ISU coach, Coach Whitworth, he was in the same gas station. And he was a coach at Western at the time, and like I was just getting gas and some Gatorade for the drive home back to Payette from Pocatello, and he's like, hey, he's like, where are you at? I was like, nowhere right now. He's like, how about you come to Montana Western? I was like, I thought to myself, I have no choice. So I said yes.
So basically, I mean, by pure fate, if you're not there, possibly we're not even talking on the phone right now, right? Possibly?
Possibly, yeah.
Wow. So then you dive into Montana Western. And once you get there, I mean, you obviously, you know, you excel, and then, you know, you take the next step up to Idaho State and play in the Big Sky. Any butterflies or nerves where you're jumping from one level to another level and maybe, you know, the caliber won't be there. And then on the flip side, Tyler, once you do arrive in the Big Sky, you begin to have success there. And then are you kind of like, wow, like how much farther can I take this thing?
Yeah, it was kind of a change because at Montana Western, I was actually playing offensive line, left tackle.
Oh, wow.
And It felt like, not to, like, talk down on Montana Western, but it felt like kind of like a glorified high school. Like, there wasn't real big competition. And then I found out Matt Troxell was a coach here at ISU, and he was a grad assistant. Because I actually signed for University of Idaho out of high school, and I didn't make my ACT score. But Mac Troxell was working hard to get me here at ISU, and then we made it happen, and he asked what position I was playing, I was like, well, I'm playing offensive line here, but I feel like I'm meant for defensive line. And then I got here, they gave me a shot at D-line, and after the first day of practice of walking on, I earned my scholarship. Then from there, I just excelled as much as I could.
Awesome stuff. Awesome. Once again, Tyler Curtis, the standout defensive tackle from Idaho State, joining us here on the C2P. As you folks know, if you missed any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at Blog Talk Radio. Also, check it out at iTunes, and we'll be posting his draft bio page. We always like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards the next level. Talk about the NFL Collegiate Bowl invite. I mean, the NFLPA game. I mean, where you're at, I mean, those are the most priceless commodities you can get, a week-long, you know, hand-on-hand thing with NFL scouts. They get to see up close. It's an invaluable, it's just priceless for you guys. But when did you find out you're going, and what was your reaction?
It was right after Thanksgiving. My agent, Derek Fox, we're texting back and forth, and he was telling me about the game and that he was really working on, like, helping me try to get into it. And then I was in class right after Thanksgiving break, and I get a call from Derek. I couldn't answer it because I'm right in the front row and trying to listen to the lecture. And right at the class, I call him. He's like, "We're in." I was like, "What?" And I was like, he's like, "The NFLPA bowl game." I was like, "Oh, wow." This is like, my heart started racing. I was like, this is big. I'm actually going to go against, like, some big competition now and see what I really got. And I'm still amazed, and I leave in exactly a week. I leave next Sunday to go to L.A. to start practicing, and it's unreal.
Definitely. And Derek Fox, your agent, fantastic guy, one of my favorite guys out there, and like that, he will bust your tail for you. I'm sure you're going to bust your tail as well. Little advice, when you get to these bowl games, a lot of people out there, even when I talk to people out and about, you would think it's the opposite way. Scouts are there to talk to you. They want to know Tyler Curtis, and you'd be amazed by how many players are just content or just talking amongst each other or just sitting in their rooms or just kind of, you know, relaxing. And these scouts are waiting in lobbies. They're hoping and praying to talk to you guys. So a little advice to you, do not waste any time. Just go up, shake hands, let them know that you are available and hungry. You want to play on their team. Like I said, you'd be amazed. And you'll probably take notice of it since I said that. Next week when you're there, you'll see guys just kind of in their room all the time, just kind of staying away, out of sight. And if you're out of sight, out of mind, that's probably how it's going to be come draft day as well. So make sure you're hitting those guys heavy.
Yeah.
In terms of what you bring to the table, I mean, obviously your production, I mean, 92 tackles, you're second on the team, 11, what, tackles for loss, your first, 3.5 sacks. As a defensive tackle, I mean, it's not like you're DN or, you know, outside linebacker posting these numbers. I mean, you're a D tackle. I mean, how did you, you know, talk about, you know, what makes you pop? I mean, what are the qualities that make you stand out, and how did you amass that much production?
Just like my coach, my D-line coach here at Idaho State, he just always emphasizes effort, and even when you mess up, just show effort, and that'll somewhat help make up for the mishap on the play. And usually, and just my idol's J.J. Watt, of course, like, he's just a stud and always shows effort, and like, just watching him play and taking the coaching from my D-line coach, I just want to be the best player on the field and try to make as many plays as I can for my team.
Well, you've definitely done that. I mean, you were definitely one of the Bengals guys. You were the Jared Allen Award winner for Defensive Player of the Year for the team. Like I said, first team, Big Sky. I mean, like I said, you just keep climbing, Tyler. It's wonderful to see the growth. What are those home run abilities? I mean, you know, a scout's going to pop the film on. He's going to start breaking you down. I mean, what's he going to see when he starts looking at that tape? That he's going to, man, this kid does this well. This kid does this well. I love how he does these things.
Just my, for my size, they're going to see my quickness and ability to chase down a guy from behind. That's way smaller, and I'll be right there to get him down. And especially my strength also with my quickness. I put up some pretty good numbers in the weight room that translate to the field that definitely helped me out, and they'll definitely see that on the field.
Nice. What's the most you ever put up?
I actually broke the bench record this year here at Idaho State. It was 500, and I barely got up 505.
Jeez, man.
My squat, my highest is 680.
Wow.
We actually don't power clean here for some reason, but at Western we did, and it was like 365.
Jeez, man, that's that matter. Obviously, you're packing a punch when you bring it. Once again, Tyler Curter, Idaho State, joining us here on the TC2P, talking a little NFL draft. Our guest today is going to be making it out to the NFLPA game. That is one of the all-star games. And a select few, you think about every collegiate guy that plays football, and there's about three big all-star games. You got the East-West Shrine, Senior Bowl, and an NFLPA game, and our guest today is going to be playing on one of those, just showing the testament of what he did at the collegiate level and what NFL scouts, because that's what they want to see. These aren't just picking them, choosing. These are players that the NFL scouts are kind of wanting to see. They want to take a deeper look at. Before we let you go today, though, and it's been a great show, we always like to leave on a fun note with some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's do it.
All right, and these have been the same questions for years. I don't change them. I don't know why, but they just seem to work. If you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you most likely taking to dinner?
I would say Ronda Rousey.
Nice. Nice. So did you watch the fight?
Her recent fight? Sadly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, yeah. So, and I think she's coming up on SNL, I think, this weekend? Or it might have been last night. I know she's coming up on SNL. This is a fun one here. If you had to choose one of these as a profession, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you on the male runway as a male model styling some clothes?
Well, because I can't sing, I'd have to get in shape for the male runway.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question, it could be you, could be one of your teammates. Who had the most off-the-wall nickname at Idaho State, and how'd they receive that nickname?
I would say my former teammate, Chris Edwards. He'd get so red and he's short, and then like he has a round belly, so we always call him Tomato Chris.
You
don't get nervous or mad and you turn red.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking some time. I know you're busy training, and best of luck to you. Stay hungry, stay blessed as you make your path towards this next level, and I'm sure we'll be in touch down the road. But again, don't waste that opportunity next week at the NFLPA game.
Thank you, bro.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tyler Curter, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And we'll be posting his bio page later, either today, later this week. We're going to be sending him some questions and have him fill those out. And then you can also, again, check this out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. It'll be there for your exposure. If you guys want to listen to this, download it, whatever you guys wish. But as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.